O God, take our minds and think through them, take our lips and speak through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire. A few years ago, I visited a community in France called Taizé. It is an ecumenical community of brothers who welcome visitors to come, stay, live, and pray with them. Most notably, they welcome many thousands of young people who come year after year. I was fascinated to know what it is about this community that draws my generation and the one below us, known for not being part of organized religion, a trend that's even more prevalent in Europe. I wanted to know what draws 5,000 young people per week to make a trek to a little village in Burgundy to spend a week with the brothers. The week that draws them is spent attending prayer 3 times a day and coming together in groups to talk about how to be part of the kingdom of God among us. Along with prayer and conversation, everyone who comes must be part of a work group that helps either feed visitors or keeps the community clean. And all must honor the daily periods of silence that are part of monastic life. Before I went to Taizé, I thought that what I would encounter would be a watered-down, everything-goes version of Christianity. I thought that would be the only way that they could attract such huge crowds of non-religious young people. But I was completely wrong. The brothers were unabashedly, unashamedly clear that the reason they were there was because of their faith in Christ and belief in what that faith called them to do. And despite spending my whole life in the church, the brothers' language was somewhat new and certainly refreshing to me. I think this was due in part to differences in background, but also because of the confluence of so many languages that were being translated there so that the most people could understand. One of the phrases I kept hearing from the brothers that kept ringing in my ears after I was gone was carrying the resurrection of Christ in us. I had never heard that before. We often talk about carrying our cross, which we are called to do. And don't get me wrong, I don't dispute that we are called to carry our cross. After all, there's no resurrection that death doesn't precede. But often I feel like that talk of carrying our cross can be used to justify self-loathing or demonstrate self-righteousness in deeply unhealthy and unhelpful ways. And see, here's the thing. Christ isn't on the cross anymore. Christ's life didn't end on the cross, and so our story doesn't end on the cross either. I think that we have lost part of who we are called to be if we only carry our cross. Like the brothers at Taizé said so often, we must also carry the resurrection. Our passages today speak a lot about what we as followers of Christ are to carry and what we are not to. In the gospel, Jesus sends out 70 others. 70 is a number of wholeness in Scripture. In essence, he sends everyone, all who will go to every town where he intends to go. And he tells them that they are to carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. But this doesn't mean that they carry nothing. First, they are to carry their peace, which they are to offer everywhere they go, even though not all will receive it. Secondly, they are to tell people everywhere they go, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Whether or not people receive it, they are to tell them, the kingdom of God has come near. How is it that the kingdom of God has come near? Remember, this is not Jesus visiting these towns, it's his disciples ahead of him. Simply their visit, their presence, will bring the kingdom of God near, Jesus says. Their very being is part of the new way of being, the new way of life that God intends for our world, the way of new life that God so longs to make available to us that God became human in Christ, the way of new life that even the cross, even the death could not overcome. We learn even more about this new way of life that we are invited to in our Galatians passage. This passage is the conclusion of a letter that includes some instructions on how the community of Christ is called to live. In the NIV, the translation of the Bible I mostly grew up with, the second verse says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ." This was so fundamental to who the community was to be that he calls it the law of Christ, the law of the one who had died and risen again, and so makes us to live in a new way with each other. Remember, in those days, this was hardly the only kingdom that was spreading around. The Roman Empire was also going out, coming near to every place in the world known to them. That empire was trying to create peace too, but by very different methods. Now, these early Christians claimed that this Jesus that they followed had risen from the dead, and that his resurrection meant that what was broken in our humanity and in our relationship with God was healed, and that the world was being reconciled. What set these Christians apart from the other kingdom being proclaimed was that they began to live with each other, sharing their things, sharing meals, and bringing themselves into harmony with people of completely different cultures, different backgrounds, Jews, Gentiles, barbaric, uncivilized, slave, and free. That was something. This was something that the empire was trying to accomplish through military might. The Pax Romana, a kingdom of peace. But all of a sudden, these communities were living a new vision of the world. These Christians claimed that when Christ rose from the dead, he had stayed among them, that his resurrection had formed them into a living, breathing body, and that the reconciliation, the healing, the mending of the very fabric of our world was taking place among them. And it was that new kingdom, that new way of life that they were carrying out into the world. The way they lived offered an alternative story, an alternative kingdom. And so the life of these Christians asked people by their very being, they asked if the way to a new world was through power and persuasion and military might, or if the way to a kingdom of peace was through this resurrection power that was a reality among them. And that is how we are called to live today, too. We, too, have the resurrection in us. We, too, are called to live as the kingdom of God, a new way of life and peace in our world that stands fundamentally opposed to bringing people together through fear, power, and military might, a way that shows that the power of love and resurrection are the way of God, the way we were created to live. As followers of the resurrection, we are to carry the resurrection. And we must carry the resurrection because our world is longing for new life, longing to hear that there is life that will overcome death, light that will overcome darkness. Often we do not know the darkness, but sometimes we do. Sometimes we can point to the darkness that envelops us, a diagnosis we dreaded, the loss of a job that gave each day purpose, papers that got served, a phone call that brings tragic news. But sometimes it's the daily anxieties building up, the worry about how to make it through the day, and the overwhelming feeling that we just can't go on like this any longer. And then the numb acceptance that maybe there's just no other way. The darkness just encroaches gradually until we are surrounded and cannot imagine another way. And this is why we must carry the cross. Because death is true and darkness is real. It surrounds us and those whom we love, those who we see every day. In the cross, we know that we are not alone, that our God has faced death and it's in the darkness with us. So we must carry the news that the deaths of those we love, the deaths of relationships held sacred, and the daily slow death of parts of our souls aren't the end of the story. Because our story is that God is not on the cross. Our story is that our Christ rose again. And so when we carry that cross, we must also carry the resurrection. As followers of Christ, we are people of the resurrection. We carry into this world the message that in the deepest darkness, light will still shine. We are to live out the new life that says that beyond death, there is new life to be had. May you carry the resurrection, so that the life within us, the life we share, announces the kingdom of God is near. May you carry the resurrection so that those aching from death encounter the new life that is in and among you as you go forth from this place. May you carry the resurrection so that our life together and the life within us fills this world with hope. May you carry the resurrection. Amen.